And now the Race Card Project. It's where conversations about race and cultural identity begin with exactly six words. This morning, six words famously sung in a popular movie in the 1950s.
My name is Kathleen Ziegler, and I'm from Lionel Lakes, Minnesota, which is near the Twin Cities. My six words are, you've got to be carefully taught.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught.
That song, Carefully Taught, is from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific, set during World War II. NPR special correspondent Michelle Norris curates the Race Card Project, and she tells us why those six words and that song have such staying power.
You've got to be carefully taught is a popular six-word entry in the Race Card Project inbox. We received more than a dozen entries quoting those six words in some way. And let me begin here with a little context. South Pacific, the musical, won several Tony Awards in 1950 when it was on Broadway, and then, years later, it became a hit movie. To say South Pacific was successful would be an understatement. It was a blockbuster, yet it also drew critics and controversy. South Pacific covered uncomfortable territory. Its romantic tension was based on interracial romance, a strong taboo at the time. Even so, the South Pacific soundtrack topped the charts.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger.
Show tunes like Some Enchanted Evening and I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair were in heavy rotation on the radio and on record players.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
And judging from the inbox at the Race Card Project, the message behind the song, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, has resonated with those who love the South Pacific soundtrack. Kathleen Ziegler first heard that song in her family's home.
We always had the albums. I had three older sisters, and we used to put the records on a lot. And as we were cleaning, especially, and we'd have it turned way up, and we'd learned all the songs, and we'd be singing all the songs.
Does that melody still
live
in your head?
Oh, yes. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. And it doesn't go away.
You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made. And people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught.
That's from the original Broadway soundtrack. William Tabbert there singing the words that have stuck with Kathleen Ziegler ever since.
I just remember hearing them when I was young, and it made me very sad. I had parents who did exceptionally love us and taught us to do the same, and I just thought, how can people be taught to hate, especially children?
Kathleen Ziegler was raised by parents of German descent during World War II, and she remembers the patriotism back then was at times steeped in bigotry.
One of my earliest memories is knowing that you were supposed to hate Japs. We used to say bombs over Tokyo and drop something on the ground or something, and I never thought of it as being a hateful thing then.
But even the word Jap today, that's not something you would use in everyday language, is it?
No, it's offensive, but that's what we were taught, or what we heard.
What people hear and see in South Pacific are classic love stories with a thorny cultural twist. What happens, for instance, when boy meets girl becomes all-American boy meets Asian girl in wartime setting? Perhaps Oscar Hammerstein was challenging the democratic principles at stake in World War II.
Well, South Pacific had two love stories in it, and they both concern, in a different way, race prejudice.
That's Hammerstein talking on a 1958 TV show called The Mike Wallace Interview. Yes, that Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes fame. First, Hammerstein explains that one of the love stories involves a plucky American woman named Nellie Forbush.
Nellie Forbush, the Navy nurse, is in love with a Frenchman And when she finds out that he was once married to a Polynesian woman and has two Polynesian or half Polynesian children, she runs away. She's shocked by it. And she's awakened later when she fears he's dead. And then suddenly she realizes how unimportant was her prejudice, how important it was that she loved him, and how much she wants him back, no matter what kind of children he has.
Love wins. Sometimes.
The other love story is about a young Marine who falls in love with a Tonkinese girl on the island.
Well, spoiler alert here. Despite the burning desire between Lieutenant Cable, the American, and the island girl named Liat, their differences keep them apart. The theme of racial and romantic tolerance was just too much for some in the 1940s and 50s. Some members of the military complained that Carefully Taught ruined the flow of the musical. When the show went on national tour in the early 50s, two Georgia state lawmakers were repulsed after seeing the show and said a song justifying marriage between races was offensive. One of them, Representative David C. Jones, said in a letter, quote, "We in the South are a proud and progressive people. Half-breeds cannot be proud." That's the end of his quote. Scholars suspect Oscar Hammerstein knew he would strike a nerve with South Pacific. He had tucked liberal messages in previous productions.
I always think of Oscar as a preacher.
That's Larry Maslon. He's a Broadway historian. He teaches at the graduate acting program at NYU.
I think of him as a preacher in the way that I think of Abraham Lincoln as a preacher or Leonard Bernstein as a preacher. Lincoln used the White House, Bernstein used the conductor's podium, and Oscar used the theater. And all of his shows offer a kind of benign choice, it seems to me, that tolerance is probably better than prejudice, that enlightenment is probably better than ignorance. And I think he appealed in the way that Lincoln did, actually, in his second inaugural address, to the better angels of our nature.
Well, what we were saying was that just what Nellie says in one of her last scenes, all that is piffle. All this prejudice that we have is something that fades away in the face of something that's really important.
You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
Nearly 70 years ago, Oscar Hammerstein's message of tolerance was largely about race and romance. But on so many levels, race, sexual orientation, class, religion, gender, the challenge of reaching across differences is still relevant today.
NPR special correspondent Michelle Norris curates the Race Card Project. And today, in partnership with Morning Edition, the Race Card Project receives a 2014 George Foster Peabody Award in New York.